This is Linda Seewee interviewing Richard Zane Smith at his home in Wyandotte, Oklahoma, on August 26, 2010, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number Smith-1. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Doing great.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your childhood? When were you born, and where were you born, and where did you grow up?
Okay. I was born August 18, 1955. I was born in Georgia in an army hospital. My parents were down there living while my father was stationed. And my two sisters had been born the year before, and I came back right after, the year after. So my folks had three children all in 2 years. It was shortly after that we moved to Baldwin, Missouri, which is a suburb outside of St. Louis, 20 miles or so outside of St. Louis. And that's where I spent my growing up years till 14 years of age.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your childhood and your family background?
Yeah. I grew up, you know, in a very loving family. My folks really, really cared for us kids. There were all five of us. They really encouraged creativity. They read to us in the evenings. We would sit around a coffee table and sketch and draw. My dad was a designer, and he worked for McGraw-Hill at times and freelanced and other companies doing book design and that. And sometimes he would bring home blank books and samples of paper, and we spent a lot of time drawing. We didn't have television very often, and when we did have television, we were restricted pretty much about what we could watch, and so evenings were spent usually by reading. My folks would read to us, and we would draw. And as I said, you know, that was something that was just foundational in our growing up. All of us kids, sometimes we'd be listening to the story, and sometimes we'd be a million miles away, you know, just drawing and sketching. My mother is a Wyandotte tribal member from the Kansas Wyandotte Nation. We were always taught to be proud of our ancestry. We didn't know a whole lot about it, and my mom really didn't know a lot about it either. This is something that began to become more interesting to me as I got older. When I was young, going through school, art classes seemed to be my favorite classes. They always were, and I didn't seem to do real well with the academic subjects. I was maybe a little slow because I didn't go to kindergarten, and I remember going into school, and it was all of a sudden I realized that it seems like most of the kids around me knew more than I did. It was kind of intimidating. But whenever art class came about, I always felt that was my okay, let's bring out the paper, let's bring out the, and I was always pretty good at that, all the way through sixth grade, and then on through up into my second year of junior college, or second year of junior high. And then, as a ninth grader, at that period, my folks decided they wanted to move into the city in St. Louis, and see if they could maybe expose us to more cultural things, more, it just seemed like it was a period of time. That was in 69. A lot of people were fleeing the city, and they were a little more thinking that maybe the city was the place to go. So it wasn't something I really enjoyed because I was more content with being in nature and being around ponds and catching, you know, tadpoles, and I just loved nature more. I was always that kind of a kid, I guess, and so it was a little difficult for me. But we went to a high school and a junior high that had really good arts, good art department.
Okay.